Hello and welcome to another episode of Banking on Information. Today I have with me Connor Tiernan, who is head of insights at Vibe Pay. Welcome to the podcast, Connor.
Hey, great to be here.
Now, we're going to start with this very important question based on the book by Simon Sinek, Start With Why. Why, Connor, do you do what you do?
So, I mean, why do I do on, I guess, firstly, kind of diving into it, why do I do what I do? I mean, I've always been passionate about solving real world problems through technology and actually believe that financial empowerment, it really helps businesses of all shapes and sizes, whether it's a freelancer trying to build their own brand, starting up, small business navigating uncertain times that we certainly saw through COVID, or even kind of up to enterprise level. In particular, open banking, which is what Vibe Pay does a lot of, excites me because it turns financial data into a tool for growth rather than it being a barrier. So when I see creators and businesses using the tools that we have to make decisions to fuel the success, it's really, really exciting to kind of see that. But then at Vibe Pay ourselves, we kicked off on a mission to redefine payments and what payments means, how they can empower businesses, creators, sellers to thrive in what is more and more a digital first economy these days. And payments historically been complex, expensive, quite impersonal as well. So we saw an opportunity to actually just offer simple, instant, fee-free transactions through lovely shareable links, QR codes, seamless integrations as well. So it just kind of simplifies the whole process and actually means that businesses get to keep 100% of their earnings, which we kind of see as really powerful. But payments are only the beginning, because actually payments, there's a lot of information that goes with the payment. And actually, we've created an insights platform so you can actually dig deeper into the real-time banking data around all the users within the community, and then you can actually turn that data into actionable insight. So it's, I guess, it enables businesses not to only manage their cash flow, but actually more deeply understand their audience. You can identify trends, and then actually ultimately drive smarter decision making. So I guess that's the long why there.
Yeah, no, so it's a double why. So your why is that you want to solve real world problems for people, and Vibe Pay, you want to reinvent payments or how that's done, which actually goes quite well together, right? That sounds like a real world problem to solve, how to help businesses make payments and how to do that in a new and innovative way. So that is great. So what if we sort of double click a little bit on that? What are the key use cases that Vibe Pay solves for? What do you solve for your customers?
So I guess we'll start with, I'll call out three. First to start with is customer engagement. So it can be very stilted and touching back as on earlier, impersonal in terms of kind of how you can engage with a customer. And we recognize that. And then within our community, we actually created a channels feature. So actually enable businesses to interact directly with their audience. So It's a lovely customizable space. So it helps foster that loyalty. So you've still got the brand recognition there, but actually delivering a personalized experience. So brands can share updates, brands can send offers, they can engage directly with their users, which we find incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. Then beyond that, number two, payments. So that's payments is just an area that we do solve, because traditional payment systems they're riddled with inefficiencies. I mean, for one, look at high fees, slow settlements, because again, that the time that actually the consumer might make the payment or send you the funds to actually getting it in your account, and then also the reliance on third party intermediaries, so kind of the middlemen that sit in the middle that then take their own cut. So again, It's like Vibe Pay actually removes all that and makes it far more seamless and straightforward. And then thirdly, just kind of almost underpinning both, is the insights. So it's kind of the real-time data analytics. So it means that businesses and brands can actually identify kind of macro trends and actually look into spending habits of certain groups of individuals and then design targeted campaigns off the back of that, whether that's their own or whether that's actually kind of engaging the Vibe community itself. So there's a huge amount of power that it data is the foundation, then everything else mm-hmm. is kind of built on top of that.
Yep. So you help create a personalized experience. You facilitate the payments without the fees and without the middlemen. And then you leverage the data to create insights for your users. I think those are three great use cases of what you do. And I think they go quite well with the why that you described earlier. Now, how, when you talk to your customers, how do they describe the value they get from working with you?
So again, I'll just kind of zoom in on three areas. So just kind of keep it nice and succinct there. So First would be naturally by way of the payments that we facilitate and that we don't apply any fees, revenue retention. Mm-hmm. So the customers absolutely, if we look at it from a business perspective, it eliminates the fees. So it means that they actually retain more of their earnings. So if you think of an influencer or a digital creator, they can actually keep 100% of what they earn. They could actually engage their followers, their community directly and get payments from them without having any percentages kind of taken out along the way. So actually for a freelancer or a digital seller, this is incredibly powerful. So it could mean that they're potentially getting an additional 10, 15, 20% of their revenue compared to traditional traditional payment platforms. So that's pretty powerful. The improved decision making, because actually through looking into the data through Vibe Insights, businesses they can really identify they can analyze the real-time banking data, so they can identify trends, they can actually understand how a group of individuals are spending and then segment their audience so that they're actually reaching them in a far more personal way. One particular client used Insights to actually track a group of customer spending patterns and then actually introduce time sensitive offers around that. So, I mean, they increased sales by, I don't know, up to 25%. So pretty powerful. And then beyond that, customer loyalty. So actually it's kind of through these channels, businesses building these stronger relationships, so kind of one-to-one, so personalized communications and offers. So it brings it all back together, that sense of community that loyalty kind of drives repeat business. So customers seem to love it.
Yeah. So revenue retention, better decision-making based on insights, and better experience and better loyalty by the customer. So those are three very valuable ways that you provide value to your customers. Now, I like to do this thing called futures thinking, which we don't know what the future is going to bring, but we can think about a possible future. So what I like to do is think 10 years out. So think 2034. What does the world look like? And what does the world of payments look like 10 years from now? Can you paint me a picture of what you think a possible future could look like, Connor?
I'll do my best. So in 10 years time, I think the financial landscape will be fully interconnected. It will be empowered by data. It will be data driven. Payments, in essence, I believe will almost become invisible. So they'll just be embedded so seamlessly into your everyday interactions, whether that's maybe through a wearable device or voice commands, or actually it's just AI driven automation. So we've moved beyond, we're already in the state, we've got AI assistants and co-pilots, we're now moving into AI agents. 10 years time is going to be even further than that. And actually, if we look through the lens of what we call open banking, so at the moment it's built on two pillars, one of access to data, the other being able to initiate payments. It'll actually have evolved beyond that. So open finance, integrating everything from payments, lending, investments, insurance, into utilities. It'll just make it into one unified ecosystem. So then actually data will become the most valuable currency. And then actually businesses don't rely on these real-time insights to deeply understand individuals' preferences, their habits, and then actually kind of surface really personalized experiences and be able to do that at scale as well. And I think that ties into I guess kind of how VibePay is positioning ourselves for that future. So it's like, okay, this data enablement, so then actually it's okay, we're building those tools today that will actually empower businesses in 10 years time. It's kind of this real-time insight into banking transactional data. So we're creating that foundation for tomorrow. But it'll be more about interoperability. There'll be ever increasing scale of innovation, and then actually it's like the fostering of partnerships and in the future as well. I guess just the final point is that your bank will be where you hold your funds, but you won't necessarily interact with your bank. So actually it's like you hold your money with your bank, but then you'll interact through maybe many, many different providers and suppliers to actually carry out services that you require or need, not just so be that the bank is where you hold your funds at the back. So it'll be interesting to see in that future how banks themselves and financial institutions can actually drive better value and outcomes for consumers and users as well. So I guess there's a bit of a gauntlet laid down for them to keep innovating.
Yeah. So very, very interesting what you're describing here as a possible future. So data will be very embedded, almost invisible, right, in the background. It will be much more sort of insight driven. There might be different, like maybe AI agents will be paying for us. We will see more open banking and much more sort of advanced use of open banking. You mentioned it a little bit, but how are you at VibePay sort of getting ready for that possible future that you were painting the picture of?
So we're doing that with this insights platform that we've created, because we've already got the community, we've got the app, we've got the payments, but then we've already got all of this data. And then we've created a way for brands, businesses, and a business could be a market intelligence company, it could be a research business, it could be a PR agency that actually just wants to get deeper insight into the spending trends and habits, and then take their own action off the back. So we've created this platform that enables brands and businesses to actually start doing that today with deeply customizable insights, huge number of layers of data, cleaned. The data is clean in the sense that when you get it directly from the bank, it's raw and potentially not that helpful. So we clean that up and we make it into something that is relatable. So this platform is something that we've built, created, and it's incredibly exciting, where like this is only almost like day zero, and then it's it'll just be getting in better and better. So kind of give it 10 years time, we're already planning for that future with this insights platform. So it's super exciting.
Well, that's a great point to maybe wrap this up. So get ready for the future of payments with VibePay, I would say. So thank you very much, Connor, for being on the podcast today. If you want to find out more about VibePay, you can find Connor on LinkedIn. So thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Pleasure. Absolutely loved it. Thanks, Rutger.
Thank you. And until next time, choose to be curious.